Welcome to Goblin Talk with your host, Gander Snitch the Goblin, and Wedgie Two Cheeks.
Hey guys, so we have an online poll on our Facebook page, and we read out the best response. This week's question, dun dun dun, we have fanfare or something here. Why do goblins pick their noses, huh? And there were a lot of really good responses, but we could only pick one. One true answer. This week's winner is Jeremy Cannon, dun dun dun, dun with gunfires and stuff. And his response is,
because they do not want a nose just chosen at random. They have to be selective in size, color, and shape so they can pick a nose that best suits their face. It's the lazy goblins that get an awkward-looking nose and are made fun of on nose-picking day.
And they're totally made fun of on nose-picking day. Yeah, no, seriously, it's totally...
You make fun of me all the time for my nose.
Yeah, because your nose is kind of tragic. Now, and it's so small, it's like you can hardly get three fingers up in
it. I went and had a nose job done because you were picking on me about my nose.
No, you have a very lovely nose that hardly sticks out at all.
All right, very good. Seeing as it's February and Valentine's Day, and would you share some of your beauty tips?
Oh, yeah, I got this. Okay, so when you want to look your best, always make sure that you are making direct eye contact with the prey, person you are pursuing with romantic things. Then you give them flower with, usually bugs or, like a mouse trap or something like that. That means you like them.
Is there a specific kind of bug?
Well, duh, a love bug.
A love bug. All right, that works. Yes.
Man, it's like Gander, what's her face? You never do this.
You know, I might technically be possibly somewhat engaged to Twig.
Oh my God, I'm a huge fan. Twig is awesome. Oh my God, she's so talented and pretty and
she's
smart
gorgeous.
And funny and she's are so beautiful. Yeah, but she did that thing. She looked at me that one time and she actually was like, she smiled. And I know she was smiling right at me. It was only like, boom, magic happened. It was like eye contact. And wait a minute. So she's like your engagement thingy?
There may have been an accident that happened one time. And in some cultures, I've been told, we're already married.
Oh, yeah. No, did she, you know?
No, I gave her a button that says, I've got a thing for goblins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because she does.
And then she got all blushy and bashful. And
then she threw it on the ground. And then she stamped on it. And then she kicked it down the road. And then she, yeah. Oh, man. It happens every time.
She gave me her heart.
Oh my God, was it still beating? Did she rip it out of her chest and then
spew it
out of your
like,
face? And
no, that would be like a zombie heart. That's not very romantic unless you're a zombie.
Zombie hearts don't beat, Anderson.
No, it was a little crystal heart, and the photographer happened to catch a picture of me down on my knees, and so I think it might have been slightly...
So she had witnesses, is that what I'm hearing?
There were witnesses.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Trouble there.
You know, time moves differently for goblins. Going on 2 years of being engaged now and only seeing each other twice in 2 years, I think that's pretty standard.
Oh, yeah. No, that's like practically like a long-term commitment and like joined at the hip almost, which can be awesome.
Right. And you know the best thing about Twig.
You mean besides everything? She's amazing. She's awesome.
Well, besides everything, she is the only lady I have ever met that doesn't say a damn word. It is wonderful.
She doesn't, like, tell you to shut up?
No.
She doesn't call you names?
No.
So you mean to tell me that the sweet dulcet tones of her voice never just, you know, drive you nuts or anything? Not that she ever could possibly drive anybody nuts. She's like the most awesome thing ever.
Right. Well, she doesn't have any sweet dulcet tones of her voice. She can't talk.
I thought you said she had a flute.
She's got a flute. She tweets on it.
Yeah, it's all the rage. Everybody's tweeting right now. So here, let me see if I understand this correctly. If she were talking, that would get old. But the fluting thing, that's never going to get old.
But if she does it too much, this is what you do. With anyone playing an instrument, all right?
Uh-huh.
If they're playing it in your face.
Anything except for a ukulele, got it.
Well, you couldn't really do it with a ukulele. It has to be a blown instrument, like a woodwind.
Okay.
Or a brass instrument, maybe.
Or a wooden ukulele. Got it.
What you do is you just take your hand
uh-huh.
and you pop the end of it that's not in their mouth
uh-huh.
and it'll shoot back down their throat and they won't make any noise for like 15, 20 minutes.
What? No, you're crazy. You know exactly what will happen. The flute will go down the throat and then everything they say will be like, hee, 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 hoo, hee, hee.
And which hee. One of those means call 911, I'm choking?
That's it. I think it's
I think that's the one.
Oh, dude, she's trying to be cool like Wendy.